Welcome to the Dr. Obed Obinna Day podcast. Dr. Obed is a thought leader and apologist who speaks to life's great existential questions of origin, purpose, faith, and destiny with fluency and grace. He is an author and the president of the Christ Cosmopolitan Incorporated, a vibrant apostolic commission that heralds the message of the fullness of Christ. Dr. Obed has seen his ministry soar to great heights over several years, touching the lives of many across the globe through his various ministry platforms. May you grow in grace and the knowledge of Christ as you listen to mind-renewing and heart-enlightening messages by Dr. Obed. Do enjoy this teaching. God bless you.
So the word of God as we have it, there is a mystery about the word of God. The Bible that you are carrying is so deep. And I want us to take 5 minutes to validate a few things. I don't know how many of you would want to go back into the videos of the things that I preached about 4 years ago, the prophecies that I gave by the word of God. I want to take you through it quickly. You remember that before the year 2020, from 2019, actually from 2018, yes, that was when I started announcing the timelines of God concerning Israel and the globe. How many of you remember? Now, there is a code in the Bible, and those were the times when I used to diagnose the year by the Bible code. When you read the Bible and the Torah, in the book of Genesis, there are 1,533 verses. In the book of Exodus, there are 1,213 verses. In the book of Leviticus, there are 859 verses. In the book of Numbers, there are 1,288 verses. In the book of Deuteronomy, there are 959 verses. Verses. I take it again. In Genesis, there are 1,533 verses. In the book of Exodus, 1,213 verses. In the book of Leviticus, 859 verses. In the book of Numbers, 1,288 verses. In the book of Deuteronomy, 959 verses. When you sum all those verses together, you get 5,852 verses. Now, there is something about this 5,852 verses. At a certain point in time, in the year 5708 of the Hebrew calendar, that verse that corresponded to that year was Deuteronomy chapter 30, the verse number 5. And I would need you to read for me as quick as possible. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, the verse number 5, we realize that God said, "And the Lord thy God will bring you into the land which thy fathers possess. And this was the land of Israel, and thou shalt possess it." Do you know the mystery about it? That the book of Deuteronomy, the chapter 30, the verse number 5, corresponding to the year or the verse 5708, is exactly our calendar year, which is 1948. And everybody who is studious and a historian knows that it was in 1948 that the scattered tribes of Jews and Israelites were brought back to their land. Hey, corresponding to what God was saying was going to happen in that particular year. So your Bible is a book of prophecy. If you know how to handle it, you'll be able to diagnose what is going to happen in a particular year. And I'm going somewhere. In the year 5712, which is in the Hebrew calendar, which matches with 507:1-2 verse, in Deuteronomy, the chapter 30, the verse number 9, the Bible said, "And the Lord your God will make you plenteous in every work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your cattle, in the fruit of your land for good. For the Lord again will rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over your fathers." Do you know that the amusing thing is that this verse corresponds to 1952. That was when David Ben-Gurion, initiated the irrigation process of Israel that has expanded till today. That presently, when you begin to look at agricultural farming, the land of Israel is bad. But by reason of this year, corresponding with Deuteronomy 30, the verse number 9, by inspiration, Israel has been able to tame their savanna land by means of the Holy Ghost. The land of stones have become an agricultural place that the nations of the world are going to Israel to learn how to do house farming, greenhouse farming. This whole ideology was actually inspired by God. What is God saying? God is saying that if you are in an arid land, if you are in a land that is bad, by reason of the word of God, he will be able to transform the savanna into a pool. He will be able to make the desert fruitful. I don't know what situation of your life you find yourself in. Everybody has given up on you. Everybody is saying that it is impossible to become fruitful in the place where you are located. But the word of God is potent. The word of God is alive. In the season where God said, I will make you plenteous in every work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your cattle, in the fruit of your land for good. For the Lord again will rejoice over you for good. It happened exactly in 1952 that now cattles were now brought into Israel and were raised by David Ben-Gurion. 5:7-7. The verse corresponds to Deuteronomy 31, the verse 3 to the verse 4. Do you know that this verse actually corresponds to 1967? And the 1967, according to historians, is the period where we had the six-day Arab-Israeli war. But what did God say in Deuteronomy chapter 31, the verse number 3 to the verse number 4? Read for me. Then the Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. Hey, it was the season when Israel went to possess the Golan Heights. The Golan Heights originally did not belong to Israel, but now because of this word, the year's verse said, the Lord your God will go before you. He will destroy these nations from before you. It was in the news that when Israel was fighting the Arabians, the war was in favor of the Arabians, and everybody knew that Israel was down. But because of the prophetic word, there were stirrings in the heavenlies. In exactly 6 days, Israel fought, and by the seventh day, God gave them rest according to his word. The Bible said, hey, for he shall go before thee, and Joshua, he shall go before thee, as the Lord had said. And in that same year, 1967, Israel took over the Golan Heights and conquered the Arabians in the six-day war, because the verse for the year said, this is what will happen. What a mighty God we serve. And I think that at this moment, he deserves a clap and a celebration. Can you imagine that the year 5746 corresponds to the year 1986, and the verse of the scripture for the year was Deuteronomy 31, the verse 23, and in it is what historians know as Operation Moses. When the Ethiopians and the Russian Jews had to be brought in into their land, transported into their land. But what did God say was going to happen in Operation Moses? Deuteronomy 31, verse 23.
And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge and said, be strong and of good courage.
Yes.
For thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them.
And
I will be with thee.
Exactly. And that is what happened. The children of Israel, from Ethiopia, from Sudan, all over, were now recovered into their land, into their heritage. So now somebody would say that, did COVID-19 actually happen? And what is the verse for COVID-19? People of God, the year 5729 corresponds to Deuteronomy 32, the verse 21. And the year 5780 corresponds to Deuteronomy 33, the verse 22.
Deuteronomy 32 verse 21.
Yes.
They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God.
Uh-huh.
They have provoked me to anger with their vanities.
And
I will move to, I'll move them to jealousy.
Uh-huh.
With those which are not a people.
Uh-huh.
I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation.
Something is about to happen. He will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. I don't want to mention that foolish nation. The people by whom all of this happened in 2019. I haven't mentioned any country. I don't even know the country. This is what happened in 2019. Do you know why? What God said we should not eat, they started eating. They provoked God to jealousy with that which is not God. They provoked him to anger with vanities. And God was now moved with jealousy to a people who are not a people. And he provoked them to anger with a foolish nation. Now see what happened in 2020. In 2020, Deuteronomy 32, the verse 22.
Deuteronomy chapter 32.
People.
For a fire. Is kindled in my anger. And it will burn. Unto the lowest hell.
It will burn. When you hear hell, it means death. Mm. It will burn to the lowest hell. And will do what?
And shall consume the earth.
Hold on. The whole earth. It will consume the entire globe. COVID-19. How did it happen? 2019, God was jealous. 2020, the fire was kindled. It burned to the lowest hell and consumed the whole earth with her increase. And what did it do?
And set on fire the foundations of the mountains.
It now set on fire the foundations of the mountains. You don't know. When we talk about the foundation of the mountains, you must understand the seven mountains of the scriptures and its villages. What are we talking about? We are looking at Europe, America, and Asia. Africa, you are not a mountain. So people say, the thing couldn't enter Africa. No, you are not part. You are not a mountain. So we only had slight wings. But the mountains of the globe, read Deuteronomy 32, 22 for me.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 22.
Yes.
For a fire is kindled in my anger. And shall burn unto the lowest hell.
Please, I am not a health worker. I am a spiritual man. COVID-19 was not a virus. For us spiritual men, it was the anger of God towards a foolish nation. I say it again. A fire is kindled in my anger. Why? God has been provoked to jealousy. It is burning to the lowest hell. And this is where the key is. Please. It will consume the earth
with her increase.
Everybody came to a standstill. 2020. What happened in 2022? I stood here and I gave prophecies concerning what will happen in 2022. And I said, I see Russia. And I see silence. I won't say more than that. Russia attacked the basket of the globe. Russia attacked the food basket of the universe, Ukraine. Most people don't know that Ukraine is the food basket of the universe. Friend, in the year 2020, that was when, can we talk? Church, can we talk? Do you remember that God had already said he will prosper Israel? Do you remember that God said he will make Israel become fruitful with cattle, with the fruits? Do you remember that? And that he will make their land prosperous. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you imagine in 2022 what happened to Israel because of Russia invading Ukraine? It was the first time statistics came out that there is food insecurity in Israel. So in the year 2022, read the verse, Deuteronomy 32, the verse 24. What
Deuteronomy
happened?
32, verse 24.
They
shall be burnt with hunger.
Hold on. The year 2022. What happened to the whole world? Hunger. Hunger. The whole world from Sikam Pedede. Did you see in the prophecy confirmation the rivers of Asia dried up, that people are walking on rocks? It was already here, the riverbed. Deuteronomy 32, verse 24, please read for me.
They shall be burnt with hunger.
They will be burnt with hunger.
And devoured with burning heat.
And heat.
And with bitter destruction.
And everybody who knows, Ukraine was destroyed because of heat. And it affected the whole world. And the teeth of beasts I will send on them, with the poison of the worms of the dust. Do you know the poison of the worms of the dust? Oh, you don't know that? That's a bomb. The poison of the worms of the dust. That is a bomb. Because if you are seeing that in a vision, all you realize was that there are some people here. Then something hits them. And dust came out, and everybody died. And now they became webs. That is the word of God. Our Bible, Mudada.
It is already in the scriptures.
And
so whatever is going to happen in this year,
you don't need a prophet to tell you this will happen this year. If you know how to break the Bible code, you will know what will happen in 2023. It's the next verse. We have closed the crossover. By the next verse, case closed.
The next verse.
This is where everybody should sit up.
The sword.
The sword.
And terror within.
And terror
shall destroy.
Take it. Take it slowly. What is going to happen in 2023? Deuteronomy 32, verse 25.
The sword without. And terror within.
And terror within.
Shall destroy.
It will destroy.
Both the young man.
The young man.
And the virgin.
And the virgin.
The suckling.
The suckling also.
With the man of gray hairs.
A certain man of gray hair is about falling. I told you last year that the battle is not for Russia. It will shock the whole world. Ukraine has won the battle. A certain man with gray hair. I won't say more than that. I spoke concerning the silence of Russia and how we saw in the very year the entire cabinet silence. This year, the sword without and terror within. Ukraine will receive support with sword. And the sword without. And terror within. It will destroy both the young man and the virgin. What is young man and virgin? The one that you know has life. The suckling also. The innocent. And the man of gray hairs would also fall. As part of my 33 prophecies for this year, I will be talking about Putin by reason of this verse. Be on the lookout. This Bible you carry, there is nothing that will happen in any year that is not in your Bible. There is no global news that is not hiding in the pages of this book. This Bible is powerful. I found your word. I ate it. It was the rejoicing of my heart. I have cherished your word more than my necessary food. People of God, the year we are in, 5783, corresponds to the year 2023. It is the year of the decade of the mouth, which we have been doing already, which is the mouth pay. However, this particular year, in the Hebrew calendar, is 5783, and in the Gregorian calendar, is 2023. So the 3-3 at the end must be carefully diagnose quickly. In Hebrew, Aleph speaks of the father, and that word is an ox, and the last letter is Tov, which means covenant. And he said, I am Alpha and Omega. Who is the ox? Jesus. Who is the covenant? Jesus. So he is the beginning and the end. The slain lamb by which we got the covenant with God. This Aleph is the father. Then what then is Beit? The house of God. Because Ab is a father. And Aleph is the father of the house. And that is why he's called Abba. Aleph and Beit. Abba. Then, from that understanding, we come to the third Hebrew letter called Gimel. And what is the meaning of Gimel? Gimel is a very beautiful letter which opens us up to our theme for the year. I said that it is our year to take over. When you watch the letter Gimel, please project it right away, you realize that Gimel actually speaks of a man in motion. One leg forward, one leg backwards. That is what is on the screen. And the letter that shows Gimel is a vav with two legs. And vav means a man because the number six. So Gimel is actually a man divided. So when you divide six into two, you will get three. Watch me here. As I'm standing like this, if you want to divide me, one leg forward, one leg backwards divides me. So this is Gimel. But when I'm like this, I'm a man, vav. Don't worry about the Hebrew details. Follow the application. I'm not boring you, just follow it. So Gimel means a man in motion. A man who is taking steps. The year of Gimel simply speaks of gallant steps, bold steps, taking territories, owning the space, You shall not be intimidated.
In Jesus' name.
Whatever is yours, you will arise to the task and take bold steps. Keep following. Now, when you understand Jemel, the first meaning of Jemel means abundance. Everybody say abundance. So what is God saying? This year will be a year of abundance. Oh, if you can receive the abundance.
Amen.
If you can take the abundance.
Amen.
But watch this. This abundance will not fall on your laps. The abundance is waiting for you. So take steps.
Okay.
Keep moving.
I'm moving.
You will get there.
Get in there.
It is waiting for you.
Yes.
God has made, Jemel also means provisional generosity. It is to be generous. So what is God saying is going to happen this year? Gallant steps to possess what is yours. Jemel. Now watch this. This meaning of Jemel also means reward. What is this reward? Every step you take will be rewarded. I feel like shouting. I feel like rejoicing. Every one of my steps will be rewarded. Take your seat for a moment. We are not there yet. Jemel, this year, move. Tell somebody, move. Do you know why you have to move? Last year, things were not supposed to move because you were in the house, bait. But God is saying, step out of the house. Ah. You have been on this mountain for too long. Arise. Hey, you have been long awaiting on this mountain. Arise and take your possession. Every step you take,
Jesus,
the step of faith,
Jesus,
it shall be rewarded.
Jesus.
Don't just sit down.
Yeah.
It is a year to take steps.
Yeah.
It is a year to take steps.
Jesus.
You are going to move.
Jesus.
In finances,
Jesus.
You are taking steps.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of
it will not be common steps.
Be
gallant steps.
Yes.
Bold steps.
Yes.
Begin to possess your possession. The Bible said, wheresoever the soles of your foot shall tread, I say, wheresoever your soul shall tread, I have given it to you. Take steps. Enter your inheritance. Move. It is your year. Don't sit at one place. You have been resting for too long. Hey, I am taking steps. I am going forward. I am taking steps. Every hindrance of limitation is broken in the name of Jesus. I am not taking steps
as a weakling.
I am taking
record breaking
steps that my forefathers have never taken. I am stepping out of the house of limitation. The limitation of my father's house. The limitation of my mother's house. I am stepping out.
I am stepping out.
Step out of your father's house. Can I talk to you? The Bible said, God appeared to Abraham. He said to him, come out of your father's house. CCR. Every house of limitation.
manifestation.
As I am running,
as I am running,
as I am moving,
as I am moving,
you are taking over.
I am taking over.
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 Begin to move. Begin to move.
Yes, Lord.
Move all over.
Jesus.
It is your year.
It is my year.
It's your year.
It is my year.
The word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord.
Shall come to pass.
Shall come to pass.
Possess.
We are
your possession.
My possession.
Enter.
I enter.
Your possession.
My possession.
Every house.
Every house.
Of limitation.
Of limitation.
Break.
I break.
Break.
I break.
The limitation.
The limitation.
Of my mother's house.
Of my mother's house.
Break.
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 Jesus.
Break.
Jesus.
Break.
Jesus.
Break.
Jesus.
The limitation.
The limitation.
Of my father's house.
Of my father's house.
Break.
I break.
Take steps.
I take steps.
Begin to move.
I move.
Reprobate.
This year.
This year.
We are taking over.
We are taking over.
This year.
This year.
We are taking over.
We are taking over.
At the workplace, I am taking over.
I am taking over.
Keep on moving. Don't stop. If you can't move, move your foot. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Stay where you are.
Jesus.
Stay where you are for a moment.
Yes. Jesus.
I'm going to make us do something.
Jesus.
I remember in the Bible,
yes,
there were four lepers. They were outside of the city.
Yes.
People, they were hungry.
Yes.
They were hungry.
They were hungry.
There was no food.
Jesus.
2022.
Jesus.
It was a year of hunger.
That's yes. Right.
They said to themselves,
if
we sit here,
if we, yes, sit here,
we will die.
We will die.
And if we go into the city,
yes, the city,
that place we will die.
Yes. That place we will die.
So to sit here and die,
hey,
we will rather enter the city. If we enter in,
hey,
peradventure,
hey,
we will leave.
Yes.
Peradventure,
hey,
we will have food.
Yes.
Peradventure,
hey,
say with me,
hey,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I will not die,
I will not die
with my chains.
With my chains.
Every leprosy,
leprosy,
fall off my life,
fall off my life.
Right now.
Right now.
I will not remain,
I will not remain
in this estate.
In this estate.
Begin to charge. Move your feet. I will not remain in this estate. Now, as I take steps under the influence of the divine vibration,
I'm moving.
I am moving.
I am moving.
I am moving.
I am moving.
I will make it.
I will make it.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Nothing will stop me. Nothing will hinder me.
I break record.
I break record.
I break limitation.
Slap your hands as you break.
Lift up your voice. I'm gonna go to the hospital.
Household limitation, it is broken. Environmental limitation, it is broken. Community limitation, it is broken. National limitation, it is broken. Continental limitation, it is broken. Global limitation, broken.
In the name of Jesus, we are praying one last prayer.
Yes. Jesus,
you have to walk out of sickness.
Jesus,
you have to walk out of poverty.
Yes. Yeah.
You have to walk out of failure.
Jesus,
everything that was adverse.
Jesus,
in the year 2022.
Yes.
Take a step.
I take Jesus. A step
out.
Out.
Every issue of your father's house.
Jesus.
The beit of your mother's house.
Jesus.
The jemima has come.
Yes.
Do your leg like this.
Yes.
Behave like you are about taking off.
Jesus. Jesus.
2022, we were taking off.
2023,
we are taking over.
We are taking over.
We are taking over. Do it with style. We are taking over.
Sickness and disease.
We are taking over.
We are taking over.
Every sickness of my mother's house,
of
my father's house, as I begin to move, I am a seed of Abraham. I come out of my father's house. I come out of my mother's house. I am experiencing a new day.
All together.
The word of the Lord, concerning this year,
must manifest.
15 seconds, clap.
Jesus.
Walk to your seat and say, I'm going to sit on my abundance.
I am going to sit on my abundance.
Take your seat and say, I sit on my abundance.
I sit on my abundance.
Don't sit like you are weak. Sit as a king, a royal.
I sit in my abundance.
Slap your hands together for the master.
Yes.
Hey. Yes.
Jesus.
Friend, you will respond, man of God. I said, friend.
Man of God.
It is your year to take territories.
Jesus' name.
Come out of the house of limitation.
Yes.
Yes. And take over in your community.
In Jesus' name.
In that social setting, take over.
I take Jesus. Over.
Do you know the beautiful thing I like about Jemima? Jemima does not only mean provision. You can check me out and it will shock you that Jemima also means provision to attack.
Thanks so much for listening. We trust that you've been blessed with truth for life. Be sure to subscribe to the Dr. Obedobinga Day podcast to receive new messages every week. Until next time, remain blessed. Shalom.